Hello, this is still a rather croaky woman with no name, but a mature oldie. Now, I wrote a poem, I've spoken about before, and about blooming. Not blooming, bloomers. But in fact, I think oldies, and eh? Old should be proud of wearing blooming bloomers. Because they are so blooming well, easy to put on. Alright? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, you've got to put stuff on that is easy. Better than those things that a bit of string up your glutes. Because sort of like chain around your bottom. You must hug glutes. They define the character of what is being old. How delightful. Revolution for women to wear them because we should be proud that we as oldies can don the flag of the empire of all women and be proud to say, yes, I wear blooming. Definitions of colour, material, I mean, silk makes it like, but I thought actually that one could paint, get a white pair, get a little bit, bloomer, give you a few options in shops when you want bloomer, black or white. Of lying in the sun and feeling just free. And I haven't seen that nature. Okay, we're talking about nature. We're not talking about nude. We're talking about that. I feel a king. The body is king. When I am on a the enslavement of clothes, the indictment of saying things with your clothes that you don't really want to say, but you know, sort of like people just look at you. I mean, I wear all sorts of clothes. Out. White is out because although they have a very erotic meaning, I find colours like mauve, mauve and yellow, it's like the sun caressing your body and the mauve of the world, one should say, and then get them in wonderful colours. Make sure they fit tight, very tightly, and then on occasion, because I'm saying this with regard, because I probably have this podcast omitted from my file, because it becomes natural. Natures are not. not anything to do with identity. I left it blank there, okay? It's not to do with that. It is to do with being free and in touch with nature. So, you know, people are like, oh, that's a little bit insane. Well, oh, she's a wife, she's a woman. Well, no, it's not, okay? And beauty is that, you know, it's kind of like not skin, right? And Mark, you know, oldest, like, unbelievable. Mountains, crevices, rivers, lines, tributaries, blotches, stones here, there, and the other way.
I've said too much now. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness me. I'm going excommunicated from this site. But I think we have to sort of like start thinking of ourselves not as sort of like ancient, an ancient body that is wearing out, it is becoming dried up, but a body that has matured and ripened. You know, for goodness sake, if we look at the fruit situation, you know, well, you know, when you got fig, okay, you know, you don't eat it when it's sort of like green and smooth. You eat it when it's sort of like this wonderful mauvey, browny colour, and inside it's very juicy. And of course, you know, the fig donates in olden times and probably even now some sort of like wonderful experience. But I mean, for me, it's just sort of, I think it's quite a good fruit to innate how I feel, because, you know, probably inside me I've got sort of pippy bits of sort of fat globules floating around. But that would be like a pip of a fig. Anyway, I have diversed. I will come back to the bloom situation at another time, because now it's time for tea, and maybe today and raspberry jam, and of course tea in a china tub. And also make sure that you always raise your pinky. I know that word has a different meaning now, but for goodness sake, you know, just raise that little finger in defiance of what it is to be a wonderful oldie. Enjoy that cup.